Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have a question to start the show. When the hell did Blake Bortles become Mike Vick?
We just got to do a great job of rushing and containing. And we've had those challenges before. We've had those challenges early in the year when we played him. We've had those challenges more recently when we played the likes of Mariota and others.
I mean, the guy can run a little bit, but
it's not uncommon in today's NFL. At least once a month or so, you're going to be faced with a guy that has the potential to kill you with his legs if you let him.
But Blake Bortles?
His mobility is a factor in the game, whether it's by design, which they have several things to keep you off balance on first and second down, but he also does a great job of creating his plays break down on possession downs with his legs.
I've watched the Buffalo game, and I watched it thoroughly. And did he do some things with his legs? Sure. 10 for 88 or whatever it was, and he ran around just a little bit. This is, I am convinced, one of these, you gotta find a media story to cling on to and something for a team that's going to be a pretty healthy underdog going into a place where I don't know if they'll win or not, and let's latch onto it from a media standpoint. They're making Blake Bortles out to be Gale Flippin' Sayers this week, mixed with Mike Vick, and I just can't wrap my head around it. This is a guy who, if you look at his career stats, his average yards a game has gone down. He averages 20 yards a game on the ground. They don't design all that much for him. And any quarterback in the National Football League, outside of a 52-year-old Ben and Brady right now, if you give them 7 yards of real estate in front of them, they're going to take it and then they're going to slide down. It's not like Blake Bortles is making 17 people miss in the open field.
No, but he does have something in common with Vic as far as throwing or running more than he threw during the course of a game, yardage-wise. And I don't even know if you're a quarterback if you really want that. That's not a feather in your cap. When you throw for 87 and rush for 88. That's not a good thing. I agree with you. This is so silly. But as a coach, when you play against them, you have to build them up because, hey, if they lose, at least I told you so, but you have to make everything good. No bulletin board material. You got to exaggerate everything. This is like Sweet 16 time. The fact that Jacksonville's in it is wonderful, but it's time for the real quarterbacks to come in, the real offenses, and take over.
It's just blown me away
a little bit
this week. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Jim, Jacksonville-Buffalo, you took in that game or you saw some of the game or at least saw the highlights. Is Blake Bortles' running ability something that jumped out at you, his escapability? Is it something that you say you really got to deal with this week?
Well, you have to deal with it just because it happened. But he got probably 70 of his yards when Buffalo had 7 defenders 20 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And there was nobody there. Now, did he escape a bunch of guys? I mean, the best escape by a quarterback in that game was Nate Peterman on the first play when he came into the game and somehow managed to avoid a
fourth
sack
and,
and then ended up, you know, getting to the sticks, almost fumbled. But you know that was an escape. You know, the Bortles stuff, I think he made a decision earlier, fairly early on. It's like, man, look at all those guys dropping back. All I got to do is get past the front 4 or 5, and I can pick up an easy 10 yards. And that was smart, and that's what he did.
But making this a big deal is silly because Jacksonville, believe it or not, they're in the market for a quarterback this offseason.
Yeah,
because
I'm not
they don't
knocking the guy. I'm really not. I'm not knocking the guy, but it feels like an oversell. To me.
Big time.
Well, how about Tomlin's on a first-name basis with him?
Oh,
he never called him Bortles. He kept calling him Blake. You know, I mean, the running backs, they were all last-name guys, but then he was talking about Blake. Maybe he thought it was Jeff Blake from back in the day.
They don't really look alike.
No, they don't, but, you know, that is the kind of thing that Jeff Blake used to do, except he could throw a little bit better. You know, Bortles is a weird study because he was the fifth overall pick? He was a very high first-round draft pick. He was compared in some cases, favorably coming out of college to Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, because of both the level size at which he played, what he looked like, and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and he's
plays for a team that's now a national champion.
I was going to say, he's very proud, very proud of his national champion, UCF. Good for him. But maybe the UCF guy right now is better than he is. He says facetiously, but you know how it is. You lead up to these games, you got to look for something. But really the thing you have to look at is Jacksonville's defense. And I know we're going to do that a lot because we've got, you know, several days before the game. And Fournette, you know, that was one of those things where, you know, he was under 100 yards and then he ran for 90 when they were going for the turnover.
He still scares me exponentially more than Blake Bortles ever will.
Yeah, he can. And the Steelers, that's been a problem for them. You know, giving up yards on the ground, that has been a problem. Not other quarterbacks. Been other running backs, and it was funny that Fournette obviously had 180, what was it, 181?
Mm-hmm.
But he's sitting on 91 yards with over 25 carries until he bust. You know,
Buffalo, he had 21 carries for 57 yards.
Right, he still though scares me a lot more than Blake Bortles ever will with either his arm or his legs.
Run.
You would think that you put guys, you know, again, you got Joe Hayden here. Look at the receivers that they have. You know, maybe the tight end will hurt the Steelers. I don't know, but you can put Burns, you can put Hilton, you can put Hayden one-on-one against guys, and then you've got plenty of other people to
Mike
stack against.
As Mike weighs in on Twitter, our friend Mike who listens every day, he writes, do you think the reason Tomlin is discussing Bortles' running ability so much is because he has no passing ability? Quite maybe.
Just going to say, if you run better than you throw and you're a quarterback, not good.
Yes, she has a nice personality.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.